Food often brings a community together, and when there's a pig roast, that means a lot of hands working together. Over the weekend, volunteers in Seattle's Chinatown International District worked in shifts, turning a whole pig mounted onto a spit over hot coals. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna talked to longtime volunteers about changes coming to their neighborhood.
The pig roast is a summer tradition in the ID that brings regulars back to the Danny Wu Community Garden. While some set the tables, a handful of longtime volunteers stuff the pig's belly with garlic, lemongrass, and other aromatics before it's sewn up and prepped for the spit.
Just shove it in there.
Ann Swin Clark used to work in the neighborhood many years ago. These days, she divides her time between Bali and Seattle as a fundraising consultant. She's seen a lot of changes lately in the ID, most notably the people who live here.
Before, there was very limited family housing, so two bedrooms or larger. But now, if you come here, you'll see kids like playing in the park, in the library, and so it's really exciting to see, you know, families in the neighborhood.
It's not always been this way. The historic district is home to elderly Asian immigrants and low-income residents. Over the decades, activists clashed with developers over construction of I-5, sports stadiums, and market-rate buildings, all to try to preserve the neighborhood. As the city continues to grow, the ID once again is feeling the pressure.
There's so much market-rate housing here now, and, you know, of course, we become concerned. At a certain point, people will get priced out of the neighborhood.
3, 2, 1.
Volunteers lift the pig and cover it in chicken wire to keep the meat together. The pig roast was started 43 years ago by Bob Santos, who died 2 years ago. Santos was a longtime community organizer and mentor to many young people, including Clark and her friend Mai Nguyen.
He just loves young people. He has a hot soft spot for young people.
Nguyen started her career in the ID working with Santos. These days, she lives in the central area, but she still comes here every week because it's her community. What makes Seattle's Chinatown International District special is its character. Nguyen says she doesn't want the ID to turn into other cities like Portland or Washington, D.C. that have Chinatowns, but in name only.
Is it just going to be another neighborhood with a gate and that's it? But that's what a lot of neighborhoods has happened. I mean, it's the neighborhood buildings and stuff, but it's really the people that are in that makes that neighborhood.
Nguyen says back in the day, Santos instilled that sense of pride and community in her and Clark. Now she wants to inspire more young people to be engaged with their community. While volunteers put the finishing touches to the pig, neighbors wait for the roast to start. BG neighbors Glass used to work in the area at the Seattle Housing Authority. She too sees hope in the younger generation. And it's okay if they have different ideas for the neighborhood's future.
Not everyone wants to see development stop. But is it thoughtful? Is it inclusive? Is it diverse? And so I think that there's some young people who say, yes, we need a certain level of development in order to house people of the future. So I think that tension around that is a healthy tension, and it shows a healthy community with a number of ideas.
Okay, down.
Okay, got it?
Yeah.
And it's in.
After a couple of hours of prep, the pig is ready to roast. Volunteers bring it down to the roasting pit in the middle of the garden. Overnight, they'll take turns turning the spit while others mop the pig with salt water. When the pig's ready, the community will gather again for the big feast and more conversation. In Seattle's International District, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.